Michael Tranmere here, welcoming you to the Wake Up Podcast, where you will learn expert strategies and hear expert stories to help you wake up, live your best life, and make every day count. On this podcast, we will deep dive into all aspects of business, relationships, health, and mindset that will help you achieve your greatness in all areas of your life. Buckle up, my friends. It's time to wake up. What up, good people? You guys are in for a real treat today. This is take number two. I tried to say this a couple minutes ago. It didn't quite work out. But hey, that's real life. Today, my friends, we are talking with my good bud, Eric Saldenstein, and you guys are going to be blown away by his recovery story, his redemption story from prison to prosperity. Super excited. We'll make this intro quick and just get to hearing from him and all that he has to share. But he shares a lot of great practical knowledge for new coaches and new entrepreneurs, but also for anyone out there who's looking to level up their life, who's looking to make some changes in their life, because he shares with you how he changed from his rock bottom to where he is now, and how he is inspiring people through his work and helping them do the same thing to inspire others. And he's just such a great guy. I've known him for over a year and a half now. And he shares his number one superpower, which I think is really relevant to many people listening. So we have a good chat about what that is. And he also shares the two books that changed his life. And you're going to want to maybe bring a little pen and paper out for this one. So without further ado, let's get right into it. And yeah, just shout out to you guys that are listening out there, all that you're up to like 8 or 9 of you now. I really appreciate you guys. You guys are my people. And again, if you love this interview, send me a message so I know. Share it on social media. Maybe we'll grow to like 11 or 12 listeners. Who knows, right? Got to aim big for the stars here. But yeah, really appreciate you. Love any feedback you may have, or who you may want to hear interviewed, or what topics you want to hear next. But let's get jamming into it without further ado. That is the word I couldn't say. I had to retake. Further ado, it's French. Eric Saldenstein. Cloud. What's up, my brother? How are you today, good people? We are here with my bro from another Mo. Down in Orlando, Flo.
Eric. Oh man,
that's good, eh? That's good. Should we just stop?
Then you hear the then you hear the Canadian come out. That's good, eh?
It's good, eh? It's good start to the podcast, eh?
Oh. Love it.
How are you today, brother?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. It's a great day, and very grateful to be with you. Your awesome audience, ready to rock it out.
Sweet, yeah. You're in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, home of Disney. I got Universal Studios in my backyard. Disney's a rock throw away. Yeah, I'm here.
Amazing. I gave a passionate intro about you before the show, so the people have a little bit of flavor about who you are. I'm just going to apologize now, guys, or maybe I'm not, but I've got some really good lyrics coming out today, and it just I'm just going to let it flow. So just lean into that. If you're not into it, you may want to fast forward a bit. But what are you excited about these days, brother?
Getting the message out. Getting the message out. And I and the big thing is, I'm just every day I'm getting a little bit more clear on how to properly do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited about just showing up wholeheartedly, showing up with true value and delivering and helping people. It's just in this coaching space, speaking space, as an entrepreneur, you know, the mindset should always be, in my opinion, how can I add more value? And I'm just getting fired up each day because I'm seeing what's happening with my clients. I'm seeing what's happening with my speaking engagements and my audiences that I speak to. It's just delivering that message clearly, confidently, powerfully, and effectively is firing me up right now.
Love that. And you're, you know, we're both sort of newish to the coaching world and the speaking world over the last couple of years, but we've made some big leaps and bounds. So what would you say to someone out there who is listening right now, who has perhaps been through some sort of transformation themselves? Maybe they are thinking about getting into the coaching world, whether that be fitness coaching or life coaching, business coaching, wellness coaching, whatever it may be. But, you know, they've been through something and they want to give more and they have a message they want to share and they're tired of going to their corporate job. What would you pass along to them as a, you know, a first step into this space, into this sphere in terms of sharing your message? Where do you start?
So I'm going to give you two things. One's going to be around the mindset and the other one's going to be around practical steps, first steps that they need to take. So the mindset, one of the big things as a new coach or speaker that can get in your way is thinking that you're not valuable enough, that you don't have enough to give, that who am I, imposter syndrome. These are things that can come up for you. How you get that, how you squash that is by this right here. Somebody out there is going through what you've already conquered. And by you not showing up and sharing your formula, your system, your blueprint on how you got through it and how you got to the other side is extremely selfish of you. And taking that on and holding that and saying, wow, I could truly be impacting somebody's life right now, but yet I'm letting my fear, insecurity, I'm letting my doubt, I'm letting the unknown stop me and keep me where I'm at, which I'm not even crazy happy about, right? I'm doing them a disservice. I am being selfish and I'm not going anywhere. So that right there, switching over to that mindset is going to help with getting you going. It's going to help get with those initial action steps. Now, practical steps in regards to the coaching, not the speaking, but actually a little bit of the speaking too, but practical steps. What problem do you solve? You got to get crystal clear on what problem you solve. And you got to get specific with that problem. All right. Are you able to get through bad breakup or bad relationship? Are you able to help someone lose 20 to 30 pounds in 90 days? What are the specific results that you deliver? The second big question is, who do you serve? And really get clear on your avatar. Really get clear on the person that you can most help in this world. When you have clarity around those two things, the problem you solve and the person you serve, now all of a sudden you're gonna feel confident, you're gonna have some momentum, you're gonna have some clarity, you're gonna have some pep in your step, and mixed with that mindset that I just shared with you, you're gonna be off to the races. And then it's about just building and plugging in the right steps.
Love that. Yeah, and there's a system and there's a formula to go through once you have that level of clarity. But as long as you stay focused on the right steps that are in front of you, as long as you also have a guide, a mentor that's helping show you the way, because one of the problems that I find, and I've lived all these problems myself, is in the beginning stages of coaching, you lose these steps. You get this moment of clarity and then you get distracted by something else fancy or shiny on Instagram or wherever the heck it may be. And you just lose this sequential steps sequence that you need to just move towards and lean into. So my friend, how do you stay focused?
Yeah, that's a great question. Shiny object syndrome is always huge and something that we hear a lot about in the entrepreneurial world. I think for me, it's a lot of intuition comes into play there. You know, what feels right. A lot of feedback comes into play there. So the feedback that you're getting from your market and really, really listening to that, what do people need from you? And honing into that and listening to that and being aware of that is going to help you make the decisions on what's the next best move for you. For me as a speaker, I've recognized based on momentum, based on feedback, based on intuition that my market right now is not, I shouldn't say it's not, but my primary market is the youth. I am a youth motivational speaker. That is my primary market. And I've got to that place of focus based on those things that I just mentioned. So having those things in place, listening, being aware, using your intuition, what feels right, where's the momentum, and being aware of those things are going to help you decide and stay focused on the right next move, the right next area that you need to be in.
Love that. Love that. And let's back up a couple steps here, because you've mentioned several times, and I mentioned in the intro that you are a speaker, and you're not just a speaker, my friends. Like Salzenstein, my bro here, is a fire speaker. And just backing up a couple more steps, like we've known each other almost a year and a half now. Started our digital relationship, joining forces over Instagram, and we've been messaging and talking for over a year and a half now. We almost met in the real world last month.
Close, so close.
Quite pull it together. we'll. It's going to happen in 2020, and it's going to be bananas. But backing up even further, you're a speaker. How did you become a speaker? Have you always been a speaker? What do you?
No, not at all, man.
What's your story, bro?
Yeah. So I became a speaker in a place where, most people in the position that I was in are not out there speaking and sharing a story or a message. So, you know, my story is one of huge redemption. And, you know, I battled with addiction for many, many years. I battled with greed. I was selling drugs and doing drugs all through high school. I had no vision, no clarity, no direction of who I was. If you asked me what I was going to do for a living, I told you what my dad did for a living. I said I was going to be in sales. I was going to sell timeshare. I mean, I had no sort of ambition. I was just going through life. And that addiction was something that led me down a really, really dark path in my life. And at age 23, it all came to a screeching halt, and I was facing life in prison for armed robbery and what the detectives labeled at that time was a drug deal gone bad. And so you talk about having your back against the wall. I mean, man, I bit off way more than I could chew. I didn't know what was going to happen. I was beyond scared. But now I had to face, and I had to receive the consequences for all my actions, right? I had to finally face my biggest enemy up until that point, which was myself. And so I ended up being sentenced to 4 years in state prison. And I went on to prison to start this journey. And I wanted wholeheartedly to change my life. When I went into prison, I wanted to change. I remember having a conversation in county jail with my dad. I told him, whatever the judge wants to give me, whatever God wants me to have, that's the time I want to do. I don't want to do a day before or a day longer. I want to do the exact amount of time God wants me to have to change my life. So I went into prison wholeheartedly wanting to change. But just like new coaches, new speakers, new business owners, new or even personal life, weight loss goals, financial goals, we have these goals, these things that we want to achieve, this place that we want to go. But if we don't have a blueprint in place, if we don't have a system, if we don't have someone showing us the way, we get lost. And when we get lost and we get frustrated and all of a sudden we justify reasons and we're like, oh, this isn't the right time and I'm just not smart enough and I'm just too big and I'm never going to make it work. And then we stop. And we go back to what we know. We go back to that place of comfort. We go back to justifying why we're not doing something or justifying why we are doing something that's hurting us. One of the two, right? And so the first 6 months I wasted. I wasn't speaking. I wasn't reading. I wanted to change, but I didn't know how. And so naturally I went back to what was comfortable. And I was selling cigarettes, smoking cigarettes. I was talking about what I was doing on the streets before I got there to give myself, to let them know that I was, you know, I was something out there. I was selling this, you know, it was a badge of honor. Like I was back to it. 6 months came in. I woke up and I said, Eric, what are you doing? And that could be the place that our listener right now, if you're listening, this could be the place that you're at, where you're saying, what am I doing? I'm not happy. I want to get out of this place. I need to do something different. I have more value to give. I need to get my message out there. I need to get my story out there. I need to get my program out there. I need to get this book out there. What am I doing? And that 6 month mark is when I reached out to my brother, who is a high performance coach, business owner, Stanford graduate, top 100 professional tennis player in the world, night and day for me. Jeff is like the golden child. I was the black sheep. So like night and day.
Maybe that's why I met him in the real world first. And he is a stand up dude. We're letting you simmer a little bit more.
Yeah. So I called my brother. I was like, Jeff, I said, I need your help, man. I said, I have no idea what I'm doing here, but I want to change. And I'm literally going to blow this. I'm going to waste all this time if I don't figure it out. And so he sent me two books. He said, read these two books and we're going to do a coaching call a week after that. And for the next 3.5 years, I relentlessly pursued all things personal growth. I was averaging a book a week while taking notes. I signed up for every class. I ended up helping other inmates get their GEDs. And I signed up for one particular class called Gavel Club. And Gavel Club is an offshoot of Toastmasters International. So I go in Toastmasters, I go in Gavel Club, and I go to my first meeting. I go to just check it out. I'm like, man, this is pretty cool. They're up there speaking and they're doing the different stuff. I said, all right, I'm going to join. So I join, and the first thing you have to do is give your icebreaker, which is like your bio, 4 to 6 minutes. Well, you know, and I go up there and I share who I am. And if I didn't just love what I felt, butterflies, but now it was like an adrenaline rush, but I was completely sober. And it was a different type of adrenaline rush, and all the eyes were on me. And I just was like, this is something that I think I want to continue to do. And so I continued to give speeches, and I ended up winning the speech contest at our prison. And then I went on to speak again against two other prisons. So I represented where I was at, and I went on to speak against two other prisons. I ended up actually getting published in a local newspaper in the Tallahassee Democrat. I was in Tallahassee at the time. I ended up getting published in a newspaper while in prison for giving a speech. And so again, going back to where's the momentum, being aware of where's the momentum in your life, for me to get published in a newspaper while I was in prison, that was me. That was all the momentum I needed to see that, Eric, you got to double down on this. And so I continued to speak, and we ended up running workshops for inmates to come with the chapel band. And I would give a keynote. We'd have somebody come up and share their, you know, whatever. And I mean, we were doing some really cool things in there. So speaking actually started for me while I was in prison. And then when I got out, it continued. And primarily at the start was behind camera. But we continued to build until eventually I got on stage.
Amazing. 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 It's been quite a journey. And I think now that you kind of have that mindset and those abilities and those capabilities to really have that focused outcome on what you want to create, now that you've put that into motion and you've lived it, and now hanging out with you a bit, I know that you are applying that to what you want to create next and what you want to create next for all of your clients. And yeah, so absolutely. It's just the power of the mind, right? The power of the mindset and putting it in the right direction, but then doing the work and listening to the nudges and the directions from the universe along the way. But you know the question I'm going to ask you right now, right?
Oh man, dude, Michael, you go all over the place all the time. So I'm always on my toes with you. Let's hear it. What do we got here?
Well, you planted the seed in your story there. You planted the seed about the two books that your bro gave you in the beginning that sent you on your way.
Yep, absolutely.
Those two books.
So for just $19.99 right now, I'm going to share with you the two books that I'm just kidding. So the first one was Tony Robbins' Awaken the Giant Within. So there's your big mindset. There's your big belief. I mean, that's to the core, like personal development at its core. The second book, Timothy Ferris, The 4-Hour Workweek. And I don't think it's any coincidence. I mean, I think back and I should ask my brother this. I should ask him, did you send me one book on personal growth and one book on entrepreneurship and business? Like, was that the plan, was to plant both seeds and let those germinate the next 3.5 years? Like, because, you know, he could have sent me a million other personal development books. And not to say you can't grow personally as far as like your mindset with Timothy Ferris, but that book primarily is for entrepreneurs. It's business. So yeah, those are the first two books that I read, and they, dude, rocket boosters were on.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Quite the journey, and it keeps rolling. You touched on throughout your story and before the story, even a little bit, and the thing that you help some of your clients with is really getting clear on their message, the message that people want to bring out to the world. You know, I want to help people wake up to their dream life. One life, let's live our best one. What would you say is your message that you're driving forward right now?
So for our youth, for my speaking, you know, the big thing is that, you know, decision making, every little thing. Because I know when I was in high school and I was in middle school, man, I didn't think twice about the decisions I was making. I just didn't like smoking a little bit of weed, drinking with the, like with the friends at the parties. Like these weren't things that I really took into consideration. Like, you know, watching too much TV and not spending time on my studies. Like I just always like these little decisions that I constantly made, they made such a big difference in my life over time. So I like to really discuss, and for them, the messaging is huge on decision-making. It's another big one is huge on self-esteem and being okay with your uniqueness. Mm. I always wanted to fit in. I did anything I could to fit in. At times I got bullied throughout my youth because how small I was and I was a little bit different than my peers. At other times I did bullying. So I've been on both sides of the spectrum. And so a lot of self-love, a lot of understanding, a lot of, basically social dynamics. Like these are my main messages that I drive home, to when I'm speaking. As far as with my clients, man, I really am passionate about helping them get clear on how they show up to the world. And one of the things I'm passionate about right now, because I've been in this space of coaching, I learned so much, from one of my mentors, Vince Del Monte, and, working alongside him for a little over 6 months. One of the things I took away is that we have to be really careful on how much you give to somebody, at the very start. And we've spoke about this. And so clients or people who want to become coaches or speakers, they get these big, huge masterminds, 19K, 20K, whatever the price point is. And sometimes it's like drinking from a fire hydrant. It's too much too soon. And so I'm really passionate right now about giving people the foundation they need to grow their coaching program, to grow as a speaker, get on stages online and offline, and to grow their brand and then convert, obviously, more sales, more speaking engagements. So you're creating more impact and more income. But I'm passionate about bridging that gap, especially for new people who are new in the space, new coaches, or maybe people who have been in the game trying to figure it out, but they just haven't been able to tap into exactly what to do. That's another big part of my messaging is giving them the foundation they need to grow their brand and make more income, impact as a speaker and a coach.
Love it. Yeah. And I know the listeners can feel and absorb the passion and energy that you have. So I can only imagine how lucky the people are that get to work with you and get to absorb all your wisdom and also your energy, but also all your insight and also your heart, brother. You're a tough looking brother, but I know you got a big heart under those pipes there.
Heart-centered alpha male. That's it right there. If I were to one sentence sum it up, heart-centered alpha male.
There you go. Love it. Switching gears a little bit, what are you struggling with right now? What's one thing that if you had a magic wand and you could tap on it, you could solve a problem for you, or what's one thing that if you could have it solved, you would be a little bit further ahead and a little bit more clear on what you need to do next. What's a challenge for you right now?
I think organization, systemization. I think those are two big things. When you have so much you're looking to accomplish, like we all have our goals, we all have our vision, our big dreams. And I know for me, I can almost bite off, like, again, going, I bite off more than you can chew, so to speak. And then you kind of feel overwhelmed, right? And I have to constantly remind myself, like, what's the thing that you have to do right now? I actually spoke about this today on my Instagram. Like, what's the next step that you have to take? And so I think just implementing the right organization, the right systems, putting the right systems in place, something that I really want to focus in on 2020, outsourcing the things that I don't necessarily need to do, that I can free my time up so I can double down on things that only I can do. That right there is something I really want to get better at and I want to improve on. And then in turn, obviously share with my clients how they can do the exact same thing.
Cool. Yeah. And like from my viewpoint here, and I live and breathe this all the time, because what you mentioned before is one of the things that you really help your people with. And you're very cautious about not giving them too much in the beginning. You're not fire hosing them. But often we don't have the ability to step back and prevent that from happening to us. So we perhaps take on too much stuff. So that's, again,
that's a great point.
That's why coaches have coaches, because often, the thing that we are so good about, like what our superpower is with other people, we are not great with working on ourselves.
It's so interesting, right?
Yeah, it's very, and that's, again, like the power of coaching, and that's why it's so great to have another set of eyeballs and ears and brain.
Yep.
Seeing you from the outside. So what would you say for you that is, what, switching gears the other way, what is your superpower? What is the one thing that your clients are like, man, Eric lights me up when he gets going on this?
I think it's all going to fall. One word is communication. And this is what got me through prison. This is what, I never got stabbed. I never joined a gang. Never got sexually assaulted. I know we're getting a little graphic here, but I mean, prison's a dangerous place. And I had to learn. I mean, I got in a lot of fights because I had to, you know, you have to defend yourself if someone's trying to, you know, whatever. But what I discovered was, with the right communication, I could avoid a lot of problems. And not only that, but I could actually step into a place that is giving. I could step into a place that is of power, but yet I'm not doing anything malicious to get that power. A lot of people in that world, they're doing bad things to get to power. In the free world, we would call that cheating. We would, you know, people are doing bad things to make money and to get to a place of power. And I think with the proper communication, and this goes with sales, as I help my clients with sales, with their scripts, overcoming rebuttals, coming from a place of service instead of a place of selling, and showing them how to navigate those waters, communication's huge on that. Now we go to the front end of things with marketing. Communication, being able to properly, effectively, and powerfully communicate your offer and what it is that you're doing and what problem you're solving, who it is that you're serving. So again, communication on the front end. And then overall, just yourself, your signature story, your power talk, who it is that you are, and being able to properly communicate that is gonna build your know, like, and trust factor with your audience. It's gonna build your brand. And so if I had to boil down one word, communication.
Love that. So tasty, and something that I literally could never do. I've literally learned how to communicate over the last 2 years. And for those of my peeps listening from my world before that, they can attest to that. Like my friends and my family, they used to call me Grunt.
No way.
Oh yeah, man. That's how
were you just quiet? Like
ask me a question.
Hey, Michael, what do you got going on Friday?
Yeah.
No, stop it, man.
I am not kidding you, bro. I am not kidding you. I am not kidding you.
So what was it? Just a level of not caring?
It was a level, this is a good question. It was a level of not caring. It was such a huge level of ego of not wanting to share the information that I had and give it to other people.
Yeah.
I always remember holding back, like driving in a car with other people, and they were trying to figure out the problem in the front two seats, and I was in the back, and like, I just wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't care. I was like, I wouldn't want to give away that knowledge, and all that is ego. Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah, well, for all the listeners right now, like Michael said, I've known him for a year and a half. So we talk about the power of change. That's a big topic for me. This guy is more than giving, and he over delivers. And so, you know, it's just, Michael, that speaks volumes of your change that you've made, because I have never picked that up from you. So that's
yeah. Big. And the challenge was, like, I always had a big heart and I always wanted the best for people, but there was this cage, this block, this, ego that was just stacked up. And yeah, so it was being lazy. It was not wanting to communicate. It was not feeling what I said had value. So all of that, like, has literally shifted over the last 2 years. And now I can, again, I love how you said communication, because it is so, so powerful. And now that's what I'm obsessed with through my speaking and through my book coming out and through my content. All that is communication. But I appreciate you saying how far I've come. But again, I've known how far you have come over the last year and a half. And now hearing your story for your time before that. So what would you say, just last couple questions here, what would you say that old you from I guess those first 6 months when you were in prison, What would you say to that old you right now if you were talking to him right now?
Man, you know, I would definitely leverage, you know, a big question that I ask somebody who's on the fence about signing up, who I know I can help, who I truly know I can help get to a new place. I ask the question, is this, how would you feel if a year from today you were in the exact same place as you are right now? And so asking myself at that time, Eric, you're going to be getting out of prison in 3.5 years or in 4 years. How are you going to feel if you get out of prison and you are the exact same person you were when you went into prison? That's a power question right there. And the last thing, a comment I throw in there, which I always speak on this, because we can get overwhelmed with our big vision and dreams and goals, and is small steps create huge momentum and in turn creates huge change. But it's those small steps that add up.
Love it. Each and every day. What are your small steps that are leading you towards, like, what are you most, one thing you're most excited about towards the end of 2019 and going into 2020?
Yeah, right now I'm definitely lit up by just putting out content, not necessarily posts and stuff like that. I could be doing better on social media, just a lot of irons in the fire. No excuse, it is what it is. I'll call myself out for sure. But putting together these programs and courses, I'm just lit up by it right now. So right now I'm working on a full program to help people land stages online and offline, and in turn also gain new clients in the coaching business. So one hand feet washes the other type of thing. And so developing this course and this program is going to be, man, there's just so much value in this. And I can't wait to share it with everyone. So
awesome. Yeah. And I'm stoked to support you and all the people that are going to work with you. They're so lucky, and yeah, super excited to see the rest of your growth. What haven't I asked you, brother, that you'd love to share with the good people listening?
Yeah. I mean, basically just, I want to give you big kudos and everything that you're doing. And now launching this podcast and just again, over delivering. And I know how you're showing up with your clients in the Complete Coach program, and how much value you're adding to them. So definitely anybody who's thinking about working with you, I encourage them to definitely reach out. And if you are interested in learning how to land stages online and offline, I can definitely be of assistance on that. So feel free to send me a DM. Reach out to me on Instagram is my last name, @Salzenstein. My website's ericsalzenstein.com if you want to book me to speak. But yeah, man, let's start the conversation. That's the big thing I'd say. Go start the conversation.
Yeah, and powerhouse speaker. Salzenstein's going to be on some big stages with me in the years very soon to come. So yeah, looking forward to dancing with you on stages, brother. Enjoy the rest of your day. Appreciate you and your time, and peace and love.
Thanks so much, brother. All the best.
Thank you, valued listener, for tuning into another episode of Wake Up. If this episode has left you fired up and inspired to wake up all areas of your life, I have exactly what you need. I offer a powerful high-performance coaching experience to help you get committed to becoming the best version of yourself, clarity on all that you want to create in this lifetime, and the courage to manifest your dream life. If you are a high-performing entrepreneur or professional who wants to achieve greatness in your career, your business, your health, your wealth, your relationships, your mindset, then contact me today through my website, michaeltranmer.com, or through Instagram at michael.tranmer to explore how my coaching program can benefit you. Are you a new wellness coach or interested in starting your own online business? I've got something for you amazing folks too. My signature group coaching program, The Complete Coach, will help take you from concept to clients in 90 days. Head over to my website, michaeltranmer.com/complete coach, to learn more and join the waitlist for the next intake. I appreciate you, good people. If you got great value from this episode, please support the show by subscribing and sharing on your social media feeds. If you share a screenshot on Instagram and tag me, I will be sure to share with all of my followers. Till next time, this is Michael Tranmer, helping you wake up, live your best life, and make every day count.